All right, so my topic today is, it kind of flows with what I did last week, I really want to target market a mentality, because this is my direction for the month of April. So I'm prayerful that people take it on as well. We saw in the month of March, many of you in the business saw how your business grew. They are showing remarkable results overall throughout all of Manitech, and my business is up, like, I believe, 20 to 25%. That's crazy in 1 month. We have sign-ups off the charts. I personally signed up 8 people this month. I haven't had a month like that in probably 5-6 years. So something's happening out there, and we know it has to do with a couple of different concepts. Number one, we know the people are really nervous about this coronavirus, right? Everybody accepts that. And last week's call, I really talked about how to catapult your business during this time. And it's not about, understand, I'm not sharing this with you because, you know, it's all about the money you make. I share it with you because it's all about the impact you make. There are people out there that are very fearful, very nervous. You know, the president just extended our quarantine or you know, stay-at-home concept for another 30 days through April 1st. So we aren't getting back by Easter, and which is good. These are all good things because we want it to dissipate. You know, the spread of the coronavirus still continues to accelerate in the U.S., and so we want to see it down. So we are staying at home for another month. But that's causing people to be fearful about their health and how do they best protect themselves. And I'm telling everybody, I said the two most important things you do is stay out of community and build your immunity. It's kind of cute how they ring, right? And you could build you could send an email out on that. Stay out of the community and build your immunity. And just that little jingle itself could probably drive your business by 10, 15% if you manage that right. Does everybody understand that? It's a cute jingle, but it's a reality check. It's absolutely true. So we know how to go out there and share the products and help with the products. Now, some of you are going to go, well, Mary Jo, but the products that we have are all, you know, we can't get a Mana Boom anymore, and we can't get ImmunoStart. Well, ImmunoStart's supposed to be back in within the next 2 weeks, and I know they're shipping 3,000 units of Mana Boom into from South Korea. And I just highly suggest you guys purchase that, because the word is that Mana Boom will not get back in stock for 4 months? 16 weeks. Oh, and we're already out of stock of the South Korean? We already blew through that. Okay. So we're talking 16 weeks. Lydia thinks we're out of stock of the South Korea volume already. So it's 16 weeks before we're going to have Mana Boom back in stock. And ImmunoStart in 2 weeks, they tell me by April 15th. Well, yeah, that's a struggle and kind of a little threat to us, but we do the best we can with what we have. Always understand that even without Mana Boom and ImmunoStart, we still have Manipul and Ambertos. And that's really what I've been promoting to people, and Manipul's the best thing you can put in your body, since, you know, don't say sliced bread, because sliced bread is horrible for the most part, especially if it's Wonder Bread. But the idea is building that immune system. So we can use the Ambertos and Manipul are terrific products to get people on, and then you can walk around like a lot of us are, and I know I'm not trying to build a lot of self-confidence because you want to still be careful, but the idea is that this virus is something second to anything we've ever seen. It's the greatest pandemic any of you who are living today ever saw in your generations, right? I mean, we haven't seen anything like this, so we want to be very conscious of that. But we do have solutions to help with the immunity aspect. Stay out of community, build your immunity. That's what we want to be doing. So it's a great time. What I want to talk today about is really about building the business side of it, because with everybody homebound, do you not think this is a great time to open up the concept for people to look at a home-based business? They're stuck at home anyway. They've lost their ability to make income out in the marketplace. Some employers are paying, but most are not. Yes, we're getting a nice check in the mail from the federal government, but most of us don't really like handouts. We'd rather be out there earning our pay, and we'd rather be keeping busy and working, but people can't do that. The jobs have been shut down. The shutoff of community has required a lot of people, like 90%. I don't know any state right now that still allows people to go to work, but because this coronavirus has touched every one of the states in the United States. But the idea is that we have a lot of people that are stay at home that aren't used to being at home. So everyone being homebound, do you think this isn't a perfect time to say, hey, why not start a home-based business? Everybody get that? So this isn't about just getting the product in them. It's not about, you know, shutting down our community, because there's a thousand ways we can have community without being, you know, within 6 feet of somebody else. And that's one of the blessings that I'm sure a lot of you've gone through. You hear people getting cabin fever today, and yet here you are staying at home every single day because you're in a home-based business. Like Mary Jo and Lydia, we love our home-based business. So the concept that this really hasn't impacted my life a lot compared to the people out there that we need to be really sensitive to, that if, you know, their place of business has shut down for the last couple of weeks. I have a niece that I helped raise, and it works for a company called Cisco Foods that supplies restaurants. What do you think she's doing? And she's in an executive position. I mean, she's on the phone 24/7 trying to build to-go programs for all of her restaurants. And, I mean, it's like they had to shift on a dime. I mean, there's the stress that goes into all of that, right? But because they had to shut down all the restaurants, all their clients were closed. So there's a lot of stress and a lot of other things going on out there for people and trying to figure out how to make it work in this economy. What are we doing? What are you personally doing? Are you reaching out and talking to people about why not? If this is the perfect time to capture people's attention. They're homebound. There's only so much TV you can watch, especially for a lot of people that love sports. There are no sports left, right? We lost our sports. So you have everybody at home twiddling their thumbs, trying to figure out what to keep themselves busy, probably reading books they've never read before, but they're concerned about what? What's in the back of their mind? How are they going to have enough money at the end of the month? So they all have concerns about their health as well because of the threat of coronavirus. So when you think about being homebound, the threat of coronavirus, all this, you know, threats on people, and everyone is concerned also about their own financial situation because there's no discretionary spending today. And I put a bunch of things in the outline today because I want you to understand that this isn't something new that just was created by the coronavirus. This is really something that's been happening in our country for a long time. First of all, we know we don't have disposable income. There's a lack of that extra disposable income, so we're kind of sitting back going, oh my gosh, we've lost all this. So, you know, and a lot of people I get phone calls from, they go, Mary Jo, you always told me that the best time to buy is when there's crises, because I have a concept that I help people grow their net worth. And one of my great ways that I've grown my net worth is every time there was a crisis in the economy, I went out and bought. Real estate market crashed in 2007. I bought 7 properties. They all tripled in value. 9/11 happened. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines planes crashed into buildings. It had nothing to do with American Airlines and Southwest Airlines, but what do you think happened to the value of their stock in the market? It collapsed, dropped 10, 15 points. I just looked around and said, boy, this is as easy as taking candy from a baby. I bought the stock, and guess what? I had 25% returns, like in 6 months, 8 months, 12 months. But our psychology is such that we don't think of those things, right? We think in times of fear, we freeze. That's our psychology, the major psychology of people in the marketplace. And I want you to look at yourself and say, I'm not going to freeze. I'm going to look at this for what it is. It is absolutely the best time in the world for me to grow my networking business. And how do I help? Because we're going to help people, number one, with immunity, and I talked about that all this week, but today we're talking about the loss of income, right? That's caused. Well, look at the statistics. So it's about, hey, let's get involved in a new entity, $49 and you're in business. Everybody get that? I want you to repeat it. $49 and you're in business. That's it. That's how simple it is to get a home-based business started. And no better time. You have an entire month now. We know the month of April is what? Isolation time, no community in terms of within 6 feet. but tons of community. Zoom, phone, conference calls. Oh, there's a zillion ways you can be on Facebook, ATM, all these things. Build tons of community. Why aren't we doing that? Perfect time. Because people are homebound. They're looking out. They're reaching out. How do I talk to people? How do I get it? You have the perfect opportunity for them to not just go out and gab. What are you going to do with yourself for 30 days? What if you could create $500 to $1,000 extra income? So when you end up going back to work May 1 or whatever, you got a residual income stream. That's what I'm marketing. And why do I want people to recognize it? It's not just for a time like this, but look at the stats I put in the outline. I put 5.7 billion withdrawal fees on 401k and IRAs on an annual basis. Americans are spending, they're throwing away $5.7 billion because they're being forced or think they are to withdraw money out of their retirement accounts. This scares me to death for a number of reasons. You can't live off of Social Security payments. Trust me. They're too small. So the important thing in your life is to have 401ks and IRAs to help support you when you finally retire, whatever that age may be. But look at what's happening to people. $5.7 billion because people are raiding their 401ks and IRAs. Stop it. These are important stats. Why am I telling you this? Because this is the kind of things you can share with people that you don't want them to have to do. What if they had a side business that took them an hour a week or 2 hours a week? Just build them to making $500,000 a month, like a gig. How invaluable would that be for them? Would that help them stop raiding their 401ks and IRAs? Or if it's excess income they're creating, guess what they can start building? A 401k and an IRA with the money they're making in Manatech, right? Which is something I did with my husband's money in his account. Because remember, we can set up two accounts, and you can have build one for your IRA and your 401k and build the other one for what you want to spend today. Gosh, that actually rings. I like that. Liz, remember that. I know she goes, it's being taped, Mary Jo. All right? But it's got a little ring to it. All right, then there's a secret sham of middle-class Americans. Nearly one-half of them would have trouble finding $400 to pay for an emergency. That came out of The Atlantic magazine. Nearly half of Americans would have trouble finding $400 to pay for an emergency. That's called a financial crisis. What do you have to help these people? An incredible opportunity. Home-based business, work from home, you're homebound anyway. Let's create that $500,000 for you in the next 30 days. And the third article I put out there, most Americans struggling financially despite the strong economy. Now, this is before the economy was shut down, right? This comes out of Forbes. They found 43 million Americans, or 17%, are struggling with most, if not all, aspects of their financial lives. 54% are struggling with some aspect of their financial lives, and 73 million, or 29% of people, are spending, saving, borrowing, and planning. 29% of people are spending, saving, borrowing, and planning. So 70% of our population is failing in the financial realm, right? So that means they all have financial trouble. Do you think you have a large base of people that could be open to your home-based business concept? Absolutely. These are stats you can use. You can go print these articles off. You can outline them. You can make a little, we're making documents right now. Lydia and I are putting 24/7 into building ways of communicating this and kicking it off this week. But this is, I'm giving you the information to help you be able to touch other people's lives in a time like this. And there's an interview out there. I heard it yesterday. I don't know, my husband and I were doing all sorts of things in the background. I heard this guy and I went running over and I didn't catch all of it, but he was incredible the way he talked about the gig workers getting killed today. The Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, they're getting killed today. In fact, and then Lydia found an article. It was published Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. Is that pretty relevant? It was called last week. And it's the title is, "I Simply Won't Be Able to Meet My Day-to-Day Living Expenses." That's a quote, and then it colon, how coronavirus is impacting gig workers. Wow. You think you need that article? Well, you have the link there. Lydia put it in the outline. Print it off. Read it. Pick up information on it. And you could build a presentation around that. Right? And conclusion, the best gig is what? Today, what is the best gig right now? It's to do a home-based business because everybody's already home. And number two, it's to do one in the health field because everybody's looking. No community, build your immunity. Bingo. You guys get this? I'm putting together a program. I don't know, Lydia will say, Mary Jo, why don't we offer it to everybody? Because a lot of people, I don't know, I would love to do that. We have to look at that because we're just working around the clock to put that together. Our time is right now. We can share with the world these multiple solutions we provide, improving people's immune system, but not just now, but every day. Getting people to build in their consciousness, and that's another critical part of what we need to be doing right now as Manatech Associates, is going out there and talking about not just today, not just during this horrific event, this pandemic that's happening throughout the world, but why aren't we creating health awareness every day? It's a great time to start talking about that because when they look around, you don't have to represent anything about your products. Basically, you just look at and say, who are the people that are at highest risk in our society today? They're people with poor immune systems, right? Depleted immune system, affected immune systems. Why are we not fighting to build that so this could never touch you? And it's not just about the pandemic, it's about every day of your life. How many days a month are you taken down by a cold or some virus or something hitting your body where you don't get to operate at 100% of your capacity? That's a question mark. I look at myself at 65 years old, and I'm not kidding. I run circles around everybody, all my kids, all my grandkids. It's crazy. I never would have dreamed at 65 that I would run around like I was 35. In fact, with today's health crisis, I'm probably better off than most 35-year-olds as well. But the idea is we have something to help people have that kind of life, and we need to be out there sharing it. So the time is now, right? Share with people all of our products, our anti-aging, our AO product, which I think is just crucial for people. I mean, it's reducing oxidative stress in our body. That's the rusting of the cells, people. We want to talk about rusting of cells. Let's stay as young as long as possible. They want to do that, then take AO. And I love the four core. I talk about that every single day of my life. It's the best solutions to our modern-day health challenges. It's called the bundle. Best solutions to our modern-day health challenges is the bundle. You get $289 of products for almost $100 off, $199. You can't do better. And some of you go, well, what if my people can't afford it, da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah-blah. Well, number one, then build a business so you get it for free. Number two, if you have to start off by sharing it with your spouse, so don't buy two bundles, just buy one, and each take one scoop of Ambertose and one packet. But start somewhere. Start now. Build better habits for your better future. Build better habits for your better future. The best gig out there is a gig today, right? If we're looking at gigs, because we're calling this kind of a gig, doing network marketing is a gig. It's a home-based business and it's side business. And for a lot of people, that's what it is for them. They're just adding more income in their pocket. But the best place to be is what? In the health industry today with tremendous immune-boosting products. And I don't know that there will be a better time for you to lay a foundation for your business than right now. You have an incredible opportunity today. If you love to contribute and help people have better lives, then this is where you want to be. You can touch a person's life every single day with this opportunity to have best health, put that protective layer on their body so they feel more confident and comfortable with what's going on around us, and to build extra cash flow, which is so, so desperately needed. And again, the stay at home, I talked about this earlier, quarantine, shelter in place, that's us. We could call our business, we're a shelter in place business, right? That's what our business is, shelter in place. I get to stay home. That's what we do. Best immune boosting products, What do I send? You can talk about the mana mail I created, what I sent out to you on last week's outline. There's plenty of information in there that you can build to send out to people about our immune boosting products. Best aloe in the world. I love that. The other day I was on the phone with a guy. He's actually a ghostwriter. I'm writing a book that I've been trying to do for 20 years, and I finally decided, well, if I was going to do it on my own, I would have already done it. So guess what I did? I hired a ghostwriter because I realized that if I don't do that, I probably will wait another 20 years to write it. So so I hired a ghostwriter, and he talked to me. He knew I was in health. And he's a perfectly healthy guy on no prescription drugs, blah, blah, blah. And I said, really, that's great. So you're, you know, and he says, well, I have this knee problem. I go, really, what? And they talked about. And I said, well, have you ever heard of aloe? He goes, oh, of course, Mary Jo, blah, blah. I said, are you currently taking an aloe product? And he goes, well, I took some before, and it really didn't, you know, for a couple of months, it didn't make a difference. I said, but was it the best aloe in the world? And he started laughing, goes, you know, best aloe, how do you, and I go, I know that I know that we have the best aloe in the world. Because the measurement of aloe is the Dalton rating, and ours is 1 to 2 million, and there's no one else over a million. And it's been crossbred for years, and it's grown in the Costa Rican perfect, pristine environment, specifically for this one ingredient called Ace Manin. And he just says, well, send me some information. So I send him some information. I think, did we attach the email lid or not? She didn't. So we can get you that. But I sent him some information. He called me it was less than 24 hours. And boom, 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 boom. Yes, I want that, blah, 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 blah. And he said, well, what's really the best buy? And I, of course, said, well, we have this thing called a combo pack. And I gave him a little history on it. And he goes, okay, I'll take that. Sign up, automatic order, $199, 24 hours. Can we do that with people? Yes. Yes, you have the best aloe in the world. Great gig income as its residual. So we need to start understanding what we have compared to what the Uber drivers have, right? In Uber, what do you have to pay for? You pay for gas. You pay for tremendous depreciation in your car. Cleanup. I put that in there because Lydia used to be a Uber driver, but when she'd do the late night routine there, sometimes she'd get a guy who'd throw up in her car coming out of the bars. She said she was doing it as a service for drunk drivers to keep them off the streets. In effect, she got her car destroyed, right? It starts and stops. You don't ever, you're not in control because you're going to have to wait till the next one buzzes you, right? You're outside the creature comforts of your home, and you have strangers in your car every day, which is something you really don't want a lot of, especially in today's world with coronavirus. But the other thing is that these Lyft drivers and these Uber drivers are getting killed because no one's calling. They're out there. They don't have any business today because people are shelter at home. So look what happens to their business. Something like that happens to them. Guess what? Business one day, no business the next day. And other, you can look at all these other gigs. Okay, I can do Airbnb. Oh, sorry, I have to own real estate in order to do Airbnb. And then there's wear and tear on my real estate. I still got to pay the taxes. I got to do all these other side things. I have to mess with cleaning the thing up all the time and do all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Right? You don't think there's a lot of work around Airbnb? A lot. So you can look at all these other entities. And they're like people who sell things. They got a little gig going out and sell things on Facebook and all this stuff. And I'm going, great. You have to make all that investment in inventory. You got to put all your time and energy into making it. What if you could take all of that away? Because it's all done by an independent third party. They do all the shipping. They do the customer service. They build all the products. And all you have to do is just connect and get somebody to say yes on a product that has 100% money-back guarantee for 6 months. I can't begin to tell you how simple this can be for you if we just do it. We have the best gig. You can get out there and market to anyone. You can build a business, consumers all over the place today. you'll find some business builders that come along because people will enjoy the product, and then they're going to go, well, why can't I do what you're doing? Or they're at home, and you suggest, well, why don't you build a business at home so you have that extra $500,000? That's my ploy. Build today. Don't let the coronavirus take you out of the game. It's creating a whole new game for you. All you need to do is take advantage of the situation. And that's not a negative thing. It's just when opportunity knocks, open the door. And we have that today like never before in our life. And as you will all appreciate, we all will say, yes, prayerfully, we will never have another pandemic in our lifetime again, right? This is a unique time, and we're in a perfect place, perfectly positioned to build our businesses. If we don't, shame on us. And then you can build it when you talk to people. They go, well, how do I talk to other people? Well, number one, you have a huge email bank. Let's draft some emails and get the word out and get the specials out and get the things out and help people. No community, build immunity. I like the jingle. What do you guys think? Anyone else like that? No community, build immunity. That's what you want today. And you can, and people can choose whatever they want. They can choose social media, social networks, community meetups, church family, clubs, networking events. Wow. I go to the grocery store. My husband and I think we went twice yesterday. He went once and then he forgot something because he wanted me to make some pumpkin chocolate chip bread loaves. Oh, Lydia says, I've been begging you for a week to make this pumpkin chocolate chip loaves. So we needed some eggs. I had run out of eggs, so I had to go out again. So it's great. But even grocery stores, there's no limit on where you can talk to people and open up conversation, especially at this time. It's only your own lack of imagination. And you want to go after gig people in the gig market, they're shut down. You know where you can find Uber drivers and all those guys, Lyft drivers and everything. There are plenty of places. Just start checking out social media, doing some great posts on social media and all those different areas to do it. You can attract a lot of people right now who are looking to support themselves financially as we go through this crisis, because that $1,200 check, assuming you're getting it, doesn't go very far when you've just walked away from $3,000 of income in the last couple of weeks that you should have had at your job, or whatever income you're missing in the entire month of April. People are scared, and we also have, what's another benefit? We have weekly pay now. So if these guys are going, well, great, Mary Jo, I work all the month of April, and they calculate what I earn, and then I get paid like, two or three weeks. I can't wait till May 15th. You don't have to. We have weekly pay. So you can add that to your whole concept of selling people on it, because people do live paycheck to paycheck. So how do we do this? Facebook Live ads, the best gig at a time like this, the perfect storm. We've heard that terminology before when we talked about the advent of the 2000s and the, you know, I remember the books that came out back then about the perfect storm and income and health and all these things. So we need to come up with languaging and offers and graphics. And I put those in the outline only because I'm telling myself that's what I'm building this week to kick this thing off. I want it done by the end of the week with all the materials available, Facebook Lives. I'm going to do the whole thing. I'm all in on this. I'm going to do a short video clip with things I talked about today. So if you don't feel comfortable talking about the financial parts of it or parts of the, you know, the gig economy, read the articles so you have some familiarity, so you really are up on some of those things, and let's go out and make a difference. So you can link it to your Magic Plus app. They can just buy there. But, you know, I really love the Magic Plus app, but here's my problem. I love talking to people. Just like my ghostwriter from my book, 24 hours, I had a sign-up automatic order, $200 a month. It's that simple when you care about other people and you're open enough to talk about it without sounding like you're a machine or sounding like you have to have it done. Maybe we even have trainings on languaging and practicing. Whatever it takes, there will never be a time like this. prayerfully again in our business. So we need to do these things. We need to call. We need to follow up. We need to let people know. So that's it for today, people. I just wanted to, I was so excited. I have the articles. I think Lydia gave you the links. What else did we not give them? We did not give them the email that I... Read it? Where is it? Oh, Lydia's going to tell me to read the email. Now you can listen to it on the replay as well. If she sends it to me, I'll just read it, and then you can have that. Okay, hang on. We still have time. Here she comes, I think. Is it? Hang on, people. Sorry, I know is anyone out there want to respond to what I laid out for you today? Is anyone interested in doing this and growing their business in a time like this? How many of you? Get yourself off mute and just share with me.
Absolutely, Mary Jo.
Yeah. Do you understand the importance of this gig? You're in the perfect position. You can overtake anyone in the gig economy.
Couldn't be better timing.
Couldn't be better. How many of you are going, oh, but Mary Jo, I don't want to take advantage of a time like this? You're not. For those who you look like that, I want you to examine your limiting beliefs. It isn't taking advantage. It's coming up with a solution. You have solutions to offer people. That's why the title of my mana mail today was Let's Build Our Business, Bringing Solutions to People, Health Solutions and Financial Solutions that are desperately, desperately needed, right? We have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hi, this is Martha. Yes, thank you so much for this outline and all the good information. And we're at least giving them a choice that they didn't know was available before, you know, for them to decide.
Right.
And the more I read this and think about it, the more compassion, you know, moves me. And
yeah.
I'll be doing more of this. And I don't get your mana mails because I'm not in your downline. What can I do to get your mana mails?
Well, I don't send it to everybody. I only limit it to my downline, but I did post some of them on last week you got some of my mana mails.
Okay.
I think we posted what we had sent out. I don't make that something that's universal because it's really for my organization, but let me talk to I've been doing it for years. It's a great way for retention. It's a great way, you know, but it's not hard for you to do with your personality as well. And it doesn't have to be done every month. I send mine out like every couple months, 2 to 3 months, at least 4 a year, sometimes 6, depending on what's going on. They got a couple of them just because of the coronavirus last month. So, woo, they got, you know, because we really wanted to be responsive. But, yeah, it's just a mechanism of putting together a newsletter. You can call it what you want, and just getting the word out because it shows a number of things. Number one, you're giving them the deals so they get to see them instead of going, oh, go to our website and look up. I don't send them to the website. Okay. And number two, it is a personal touch. You get to do the personal touch. So it's communicating what's available and the personal touch. People appreciate that. They like to be treated specially. Yeah, here, I'm going to read you my message I sent for the guy who said, well, send me something, right, Mary Jo? Well, okay, send me something. So I'm going to just read you the email that then triggered him to call within, I don't know, maybe an hour or something after he got this and read through their, or maybe it was the next morning, I don't know, but it was within 12 hours of receiving this, right? Oh, Lydia said it was 1 hour later. Oh, my gosh. Well, I put a lot of material. Okay, so his name is Tom. I said, hey, Tom, thanks so much for the call yesterday with you and Joyce. They have a woman that's also part of the ghostwriting because they want it to be a woman's voice, too. They're they know that 80% of all books are purchased and read by women. I had no idea of that statistic. Okay, so anyway, thanks so much for the call yesterday with you and Joyce. Funny as when I get done, and I know we're making progress, I have very mixed emotions. I'm writing about my brother's death, by the way. I said the exhilaration comes from honoring my brother and knowing how the book can impact thousands, but on the other hand, reliving these experiences is quite draining, right? So I went through that. And I said, what does thrill me, however, is that he would love the fact that I'm putting this in writing so his death did not go for naught. He loved the Lord with every cell in his human body. So onward, I talked to you about aloe and the most critical ingredient in the aloe plant, which is a saccharide known as ace mannan, a.k.a. mannose. Here are some information sheets and a video on the aloe harvesting done in Costa Rica by Natura Paloma, Costa Rica. These men have been harvesting aloe for over 35 years and truly recognized as specialists. Manatech is their exclusive buyer and has donated millions in upgrading their equipment as well as helping to build out living quarters for the workers and doing major support activities for the entire communities. Note that I am also giving you materials on the number one selling product of Manatech for 20-plus years called Ambertose. Why? Because as is taught in every med school, there are 8 essential saccharides that are responsible for cell-to-cell communication that occurs throughout our entire bodies, and Ambertose contains all 8. Mannosaccharides are the first grouping of these attached to the cell surface, and Manipol is made up exclusively of those active mannosaccharides coming from the aloe in Costa Rica. Enjoy the information. I apologize if it's a little much. I only got started and never have stopped taking these products when in the early 1990s I tried them with my dad, who had an aging disease for which medicine had no answer. When he started getting better and improving and started golfing and communicating again and got his life back, I was all in. And then I shared with another guy. I'd love to share something that has created so many miracles for people. But for me, just keeping me totally healthy, feeling, and running around as if I'm 20 at age 65, that's all I need to say. Some would consider that a miracle. Best, Mary Jo. So what do you like about that? Comments? No comments. Okay, but that's
all
just my...
What? All of it.
What? You like it?
Absolutely.
I mean... One, Lydia said one I couldn't remember. She said it, he called back, and I attached to it about ace mannan, the little piece on that, intro to glyconutrients, and a couple of, I don't see what else. Nugent's new videos. Nugent's This Is Manipol, that new video that he has, and what's the other one? Ambertose Life Overview. Those are the two videos. So I gave him two videos. And like 2 or 3 documents on Ambertose and the fields in Costa Rica. So that's it. Guess what? Bingo. Sign up. 1 hour. You guys get this? So what we want.
Yes.
We want response. So you all have the capability of doing that. It's just, are we doing it? Are we really touching lives? Are we talking to people from heart? Or are you coming from head? Did you guys feel heart in that email I just read to you?
Yes.
You see the difference. So much of us, we especially us, the people that are analysts and being a tax lawyer, I came from, you know, I had developed that part of quadrant as well in my life. But I had to learn, when I got involved in Manatech, I failed the first 6 months because I was all about logic and reasoning. And I went, okay, stop it. I learned. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So come from heart. Give them this information, but come from heart. Love on them, and it'll make a difference in their lives. So let's go out there. So if I put together a program that helps people sell this as the number one gig, are you guys game? I'd love to test run it. I know they're going to have a guy talk about the gig economy at Mana Live. And I thought, wow, we might be able to produce some results in the next 4 weeks that knock their socks off. What do you think? Anyone game?
Yes.
Okay. So
definitely. This is Mary. I'm in.
Are you in? Good.
Yes.
I love to have you.
Another group of people that we might think about would be if you've got a massage therapist, I would imagine they're not doing anything these days.
Nothing.
And, you know, they may be having people contact them about immunity. And it's like, wow, we can actually offer them something And that massage therapist could actually be a conduit. So, you know, I think we just have to be creative about who it is that we're talking to. But I think that what you did with your ghostwriter friend is the right sequence. You still have to have a conversation.
Correct.
And then you send the information.
Correct.
So we don't just spam people with information.
Right. This is not about,
anyway.
Don't just go out there dumping. Have the
right.
conversation, break the ice, and you can have conversations with people in 100 different ways. Just like you said about go after, you know, people that are, massage therapists and those type of group of people, because you know what? They're doing nothing today. No community, build immunity, right? There you go. No community, build immunity. I love that jingle. I might have to just do newsletters on that, right? So, but I would love to do that. I'd love to build a team of probably 20, 30 people that we can work together for 30 days and just explode this. So if you're interested, I'm going to kick it off this week. So we're going to start. We're not holding our breath on any of this. We want it up and running. Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
This is Gary Sanford.
Is somebody hearing your voice?
This is the voice of the past.
No voice
and hopefully
of the future.
Yeah.
So
anyhow, would you give me a call when you have a chance? I've misplaced your number, and I've been wanting to talk to you. I have something I think that would help the team.
Okay,
I'd like
super.
To share with you and have you, you know, you vent that, of course, and see if you would agree.
Okay. You know what I do? I have an 11 o'clock, and so why don't I call you right after that? Probably it'll take half hour, 11:30, my time, which is a half an hour. Is that good, Gary?
I'll sit tight for a half hour for that phone call.
Okay, thanks.
I will. I got some things I need to do, but I'll change my schedule. Okay.
Thanks.
You have my number, I assume.
I believe I do, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Anyone else?
Yes, Mary Jo, this is Rita from Wisconsin. Totally love
I love
your
Wisconsin.
Content.
Oh,
yes.
You know
yes.
I'm born and raised from Wisconsin, right? You know
yes,
that.
From Milwaukee.
I love it. My brother and sister are still up there. When you say it, I love the Green Bay Packers. Wisconsin Badgers. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I just loved your content. I got on the call just by accident. You know, things don't happen by accident. So,
right.
I am in the hospitality field and been in the business for a while, but, you know, struggling. So, I really want to tap into you.
Good. Yeah. So I'll reach out and we'll see who signs up for it, and we'll just run with the program. And I want you all to, if you're just going to do it with me, I want you all to let you know your upline, too, that you're just jumping in this program to run with it for 30 days and just get confirmation. Because I'm not trying, this isn't about, it's just like what we're doing with presidentials. For the first time in MasTec, we're having a presidential mastermind, and it's about total cross-line. Does that make sense? We can only be the best we can be in MasTec if we start working together in collaboration, and that's what I want to do. I want to collaborate with people. So, yeah, but I just so people don't think Mary Jo's stepping on their toes. I don't want to step on anyone's toes here. I just want to make this work because we have a window of time that's approximately 30 days that we can capture a lot of people. And then we also have to build into this program, how do we retain them when the coronavirus passes? Does that make sense? We also want to be able to keep these guys on board with us as we go forward. So it's like, it's really about building relationship. And I think we can do that in a community that's really so empowered by just going out there. Let's go make a difference in this world. As I tell people all the time, even talking to some of my church friends who we haven't been in community now for a couple of weeks, I just said, you know what, people, I just want you to keep understanding. We make lemonade out of lemons, right? I mean, that's a trite statement, but it's exactly what we're called to do. How do we make lemonade out of lemons? And we're going to do that together. Okay, everybody? Great. All right, we'll be in touch. Thanks for being on the call today, and I'm so excited about it. I'm dedicating my time and energy around this, and so I'm just glad we can do this together. All right, people, don't forget to go read the article that I gave in here, the link, pop it off. You know, educational process is big for everybody to get on top of the stats. And then ideas, as we collect and form a group that's going to work on this, then we're just going to pile ideas together so that we can you know, everybody's feedback is important, and that's the way I live my life. All right, people, have a great day, and keep an eye on that. I will open up and send out, I don't know, is there a way they can contact with me, independent?
We'll send an email out about it.
Well, the email will be to everybody in the whole, my entire Manimal, I mean, group. I mean, not my Manimal, my Monday call group. I'd rather just grab the people that were on this morning. Oh, okay. Oh, the people that, no, they're not working, but they had conflict. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, thanks. Okay, guys, so pay attention to that. Within the next 24 hours, we'll be sending an email out to get started and working on it because, again, we have this short time frame. But in the meantime, don't forget to finish off your end of month in a big way. See what you can do to contact people and get people started. This is a great time for all of us. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.